From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Ecuador's security minister says at least one person is dead and half a dozen others have been hurt after protests by police over a law that would cut their pension benefits. All the injuries and deaths apparently occurring outside a hospital where Ecuador's president Rafael Correa has been holed up after he was shoved and gassed by rioting police. The BBC's Will Grants reports on the state of emergency now in effect there.
The state of emergency declared by the government of Rafael Correa is an indication of how serious the protests have become. After a group of military personnel took control of the country's main airport and police officers held protests in Quito and other major cities, Mr. Correa clearly believes the measure will help bring the unrest to an end. Mr. Correa himself was attacked with a tear gas canister on the streets of the capital as he tried to appeal for calm. Elsewhere, the Peruvian government announced it was closing its border to neighboring Ecuador, and Correa's close ally, Hugo Chavez, used his Twitter site to warn of what he said was an attempted coup.
BBC's Will Grants reporting from Ecuador, the protests have blocked highways and shut down airports. Rutgers University is mourning the death of Tyler Clemente, a first-year student who committed suicide after video of his romantic encounter with another man was broadcast on the internet. From New Jersey, Joel Rose reports.
Tyler Clemente had only been at Rutgers a few weeks, and only a handful of students on this sprawling campus had heard of the shy 18-year-old until he jumped off the George Washington Bridge last week. While Clemente did not leave a note, he was apparently distraught after a secret camera in his dorm room broadcast video of his sexual encounter with another young man to the internet. Two Rutgers students, including Clemente's roommate, now face criminal charges, including invasion of privacy. If convicted, they face up to 5 years in prison. Clemente's family released a statement calling Tyler a fine young man and a distinguished musician. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in New Brunswick, New Jersey.
White House says President Obama will have a personnel announcement tomorrow. NPR confirming from several sources it will involve the departure of Presidential Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel. Emanuel has widely been expected to leave the White House in order to run in the Chicago mayor's race. Presidential spokesman Robert Gibbs would not confirm the announcement today, though he did discuss Emanuel's important role at the White House.
There is not an important thing that has happened in this administration that we've been able to accomplish for the American people that has not involved heavily his signature.
It's also believed Mr. Obama will announce Emanuel's replacement during a late morning event in the East Room of the White House. Veteran White House advisor Pete Rouse expected to fill the role at least for now. Sources say Emanuel will meet with Chicago voters on Monday. Stocks showed some additional pullback today amid some new numbers showing relatively weak economic growth in the second quarter. Financial markets also lost ground as investors moved in to lock in some of their profits on the last trading day of the month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 47 points to close at 10,788. The Nasdaq lost 7 points. The S&P 500 dropped 3 points today. You're listening to NPR. Insurance giant AIG has now reached a deal to repay billions of dollars it received in the form of a lifeline from the federal government. The plan announced today would eventually result in a profit for taxpayers who footed the bill for a bailout of the firm after it nearly collapsed at the height of the financial crisis in September of 2008. Based in New York, AIG received $180 billion, the largest amount doled out to a private company. As a result, the government took an 80% stake in the firm. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner was among those praising the agreement. At current levels, the government would stand to make a more than $16 billion profit. Federal and state law enforcement authorities in New York have charged more than 60 people with hacking into computers to steal millions from bank accounts. Elsa Chang from member station WNYC has more.
A computer user would get an email that appeared harmless, click on a link, and unknowingly install spyware. The software program would secretly track the user's keystrokes, and hackers got hold of bank account numbers, logins, and passwords. That information was then passed on to other members of the ring, mostly exchange students living in the U.S. They would withdraw money from the victim bank accounts and send the funds off to ringleaders in Eastern Europe. The scheme stole about $3 million from banks, dozens of individuals, and small businesses. Computer security experts say if you're really worried about this kind of cybercrime, don't access your email from the same computer you use to manage your bank accounts. For NPR News, I'm Elsa Chang in New York.
Crude oil futures prices ended the session higher, up $2.11 a barrel, to close at $79.97 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.